gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. See myself through another's eyes. Hey, I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I'll be your host today. We'll just see where Spirit wants to lead us. And we do have several callers ahead of me, so let's go ahead and take some calls really quick. And let's go with 775. You're on air. Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hello?
This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Oh, well, nice that you called in again. So I appreciate it. How can I help?
Yeah. And I hope you're well. And you know what? I don't know if you recall, but I'm the lady where I'm being charged for 2 days of home health care that never happened. And
right.
I had emailed her and asked her to call me. And she said she would get back to me, which probably means email. She's not communicated to me at all, which I think doesn't look good on her side. So
right.
Do you still feel that there's going to be resolution this Friday, and that ultimately I will not have to pay for the 2 days of no service, which was the 19th and the 22nd of last month.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I said starting the result by Friday. It's going to take a little bit of time, but it begins on Friday. So I would just, you know, trust spirit to lead you in the situation, and just trust is what I'm picking up from spirit. Everything's going to be okay. I see you not having to pay her for those 2 days. But it's going to take a little bit of time and patience for that to happen. So, but it starts on Friday.
All right. And I'm going to probably go ahead and send her a check maybe tomorrow for what I believe to be the honest truth of what I owe, which it'll be a large check, around $2,500, and maybe that will cool things down and she'll be more willing to cooperate.
Yeah, I see that being okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And also, I did go to a new agency. It started on the 1st. And, you know, they seem okay. There was one lady that I will not allow back. But Katie seems like is working in the office. I don't know if she's an owner, but she's kind of bottom line. And I do better with people that are not so bottom line. So, but you know what? I can live with that.
Right.
Will I ultimately decide to go to another agency, or will I stick with this one for a while?
I say you're going to be changing agencies, and it'll work out better for you anyhow. So, all right?
All right. And when will I change to the new agency?
By the end of the month.
All right. Well, thank you very much. God bless you, and happy 4th of July, Michael.
You too. Appreciate you calling in. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Have a good day, and thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take some more calls. Father God, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for everything that you do for us, and seen and unseen. And I pray that you would just help me today get the answers to the callers that they need to hear today, and just lead us and guide us, because we need your help in areas of our lives that you are trying to help us with. And so let's say amen, and let's go ahead and take some calls. Again, let's go with 510. You're on air with me.
Hello. Hi, my name is Tamika from California. Yes, this is Tamika from California. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
So, I'm trying to hang in here. I wanted to know, do you see where I live at? Are they going to lower my rent to where I can keep my place, or what do you see happening?
Okay. The first thing I'm picking up is change. So I feel like that you're going to move to a different location. And also it's going to be a lower rent than what you're paying now. So in the long run, it's going to be really good for you. You know, any kind of a move is hard sometimes. We don't like to move. you're going to do that, yeah. So, all right.
Where do you see me moving to?
I'm not sure. That's still up in the air. I don't know where you're going to be moving to. But also, I will tell you that things go back and forth with me on this call. So, you know, what it says is that you're going to stay and then they're going to lower your rent. But I keep picking up change. And so let's go with that. That's what I'm picking up.
Oh, so they will. So I will stay here for a little while. That's what you're saying. But I'll eventually move.
Yeah. You will eventually move. It'll probably be like in August or September. You're not going to move It's not going to move right away. So it's going to be by August or September. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, callers that I've already spoke to, can you push your ones again? That way your hands go off my switchboard and I know I've talked to you. 5:10, you're on air. We'll be in a minute. Hold on. My switchboard is not cooperating today. Hello?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi,
Michael.
Good.
How
are you?
I'm good. Yeah. This is Tasha. I want to know, since I'm 48, when do you see me getting married? What age?
How old are you now?
48.
48. It looks like about 2 years.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I appreciate you calling in. Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's go with 845. You're on air with me. Hello?
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 Hi. Hello?
How can I help?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you barely.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me all right?
Okay. Yeah, I hear.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and ask your question.
My name is Maria. I call from New York. And the question I got, please. So you see me, I'm gonna receive a settlement from my husband and my husband will pass away. You think I'm gonna get it the same summer?
I'm having a hard time hearing you, 845. Try calling back in and let's see if that works. But I'm having a hard time hearing you, so I'm going to move on to the next caller, but, you know, try again, just call in. I don't have a very good connection with you. Okay, let's go with 917. Let's talk to you, I hope. Hi. Whoop.
Hello.
Hello.
Hear me?
I can hardly hear you, but go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ashiel, and I have a question for you. I'm single, and I'm trying to see any love interest coming to my life. I'm interested in someone, but it's fairly new. So
okay.
I don't know if it's that person or somebody else.
Just give me the first initial of the other person's name.
The person initial is F, as in Fox.
All right. Okay. The F. Okay. Thank you. I see this being long term. It's gonna catch a little snags here every once in a while, but I definitely feel good about this person, and so I would pursue it. They have some problems that they need to work out, but nothing major, nothing that would affect the relationship. But they just need to work some things out. So it's going to be a little slow to begin with, but I definitely would just, you know, if you're really interested in this person, I would just, you know, ask Spirit about it, you know, pray about it, meditate on it. But I do see it being long term.
What kind of problem you say they have?
Just some hurt from past relationships. And things like that, but you know, it's not going to affect the relationship. It actually will help. You know, communication is the key to any relationship. So I would just communicate and just trust Spirit to lead you. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. You have a great day. Bye bye.
You too.
Okay. Let's go with 805. You're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, thanks, Michael. This is Don again in California. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. I wanted to know if you about a relationship. Did you see a relationship coming in for me?
It looks like about October.
Okay.
I mean, That looks like a long time away from now, but, you know, we're already in July, so October is just on the corner.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah. And you need to take that time to heal some areas of your life. Like, I feel like you got hurt really bad by a relationship. And so I would just trust spirit to heal that and move on. But it's like October, somebody's gonna come into your life. It looks like a really nice gentleman's going to move in here. Just keep trusting yourself and going forward.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, I'll do that. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
347, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to ask, this is Tanika, and I wanted to ask about my job. If you see me staying at this job for a while, I'm just wondering what you see with me and work.
Okay. Okay. Oh, don't give me the business name, but what do they do? What are you doing?
Credit cards.
Credit cards, okay. I appreciate that information. I didn't want you to say the name of the place. But I see you being there at least till the end of this year, but I see a change looks like in January of the next year, the year coming up. But I don't see, I see you being okay there, you know, for the end of the year. And you leave by your choice. You're not going to get fired or anything like that. It will be your choice to leave. But I would trust spirit on that and just continue asking your angels for help. So, all right?
Yeah, that's good news. Can I ask you something really quickly? I keep having these feelings and dreams about someone from my past. I keep feeling like he's going to come or he's coming closer. I'm not sure. If you could tell me what you see with that, like if you see if that's going to happen or not. His name is Jose. And I don't know why I keep having these dreams and feelings.
Okay, yeah. What was his name again, please?
Jose.
Jose? Okay.
Jose.
Yeah, I see him coming back into your life, but not until like November.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna make contact with you, so that's a good thing. And I feel like there's some reservations on your part, like you don't really you either pull him back a little bit because of a hurt from another relationship or something like that. But I see you've been really cautious with this guy, which is a good thing. Just trust spirit, and it will work out. But yeah, I see you in November. But just be really careful with this relationship. Okay.
Do you see us working out? Do you see us working out? Like you're right about the reservations.
Yeah, I don't see you breaking up or anything like that. Just be aware of what's going on with him and stuff like that. All right? I'm going to have to move on because I'm almost off the
air.
Okay. So, all right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Hold on. There we go. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody that's called in today. A great show. You guys did awesome. So I appreciate it so much. I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. And, I haven't been here for a while, but it's all good. So, it's all in timing. You know, anytime that we do something, it's all in timing. And the timing was right for me to come back. So I'm glad to be back and can't wait to help you grow on your own spiritual path. So you just just keep trusting God, and everything will be all right. If you would like to, we are building a website up. We will have that up as quick as we can. That way you can set up readings with me, full readings. My prices are reasonable compared to other people. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close off the show. Again, happy 4th of July. And, everybody's saying, when are you going to be on next? That's a good question. Let's go with tomorrow. Let's try 7 o'clock p.m. Tomorrow. All right. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.